Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Nunzayin Amud Aleph. Gemara is continuing with the series of dreams or people seeing things in dreams. The beginning here is Areh Huna Bechalom. Someone sees Huna. Now Huna is a name. The Gemara is going to modify or qualify this in a second and say that he saw the name in writing. He didn't see Huna, but it's the word Huna written out. Neis Naselo from the Nun in Huna, so then a miracle will happen to him. Chanina, Kananya, and Yochanan, which will have double Nuns in them. If he sees them, Nise Nisim Naselo. Super miracle or multiple miracles that will take place for him. Haroeh has paid Bechalom. Someone who sees a eulogy in a Chalom, in a dream. Minashamayim Chasu Alav Upidou. Minashamayim, they had Rachamim on him, and they redeemed him. Meaning that was supposed to be his outcome, but they redeemed him.
And the word Hespeid that he sees in writing can also be in a contraction of Chasu and Padu together, bring the world together of Hespeid.
Now, Halimin Bichtava, as Rashi says, modifies everything that we've read until now. Meaning that Huna, Chanina, and Hespeid, all of these are modified by the statement that it was in writing. Person who answers Yehesh Mei Rabo in his dream, then he's guaranteed to be in a Ben Olam Abba. And we have the statement in the Gemara Shabbat that other statements like this about Yemein Yehesh Mei Rabo and Amein outside the context of a dream. So certainly if someone sees it in a dream, that's a siman tov. A korek kriyat shema, person who's reading kriyat shema in his dream, ra'ui shetishrei alav shechina, then that person is worthy to have the shechina rest upon him, el she'ein doro zakai lekach, but his generation is not worthy of him having that. So that's why he's reading the kriyat shema in his dream. Hamniach tefillin b'cholom, someone is putting on his tefillin in his dream, yitzpe gedula, person should look forward to greatness, to a higher stature. Shneimar, Ra'u kol amei haaretz, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha. So that's the pasuk that we know that's quoted all the time. V'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol omer, ilu tefillin shibarosh. That the amei haaretz will see the tefillin rosh on you, and they will fear you. So therefore, it says, Ra'u kol amei haaretz, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, v'yaru'u mi mecha. So if you have a dream about the tefillin, you should think about something where people will be fearful of you, that you have a certain position of power or stature. Hamid paleo b'chalom siman yafelo. Someone who is davening in his dream, that is a good sign for him. V'hani mile delo siyem. That's as long as he didn't finish davening. He wakes up before he finishes davening. So he's in the middle of davening and then he wakes up. That is considered to be a good siman.
Because it's an indication of a certain amount of closeness with Hashem. Now, this is talking about when you see it in a dream, not like
a lot of people in the morning are davening in their dream and putting on tefillin in their dream. It means you have to be sleeping and have the dream. It's not like you're coming to Shacharit and having this happen this way. All right, the next Gemara, I'll just give a quick introduction to this. The next piece of Gemara is very, very difficult. I'm just going to qualify you with what the Gemara will qualify itself as well. But we've seen a number of things with regards to dreams. One of them is a kol aleicha charapeh. Everything goes after the interpretation. Whatever is said, whatever is spoken about the dream. And the interpretation of the dream is as important as the dream itself. The second thing that we said, it's said by the same individuals. Rava is a Baal Memra in both instances. Rava is the one who says, Akol Chima Charapeh, which we saw yesterday in the Gemara. As well as Rava was a Baal Memra on the one who says that if you see things during the day, it has impact on your dream. So he's on both sides of that. Rava said it in both places. So you can't discount it too much, but you also can't give too much credence to it. In a dream, you have to discern. There has to be discernment in a dream, whether the dream's happening because of the subconscious of the individual, of what they've seen during the day, a reflection of their reality, or the other way around, that the dream is meaningful or has some meaning to it. Rava says both sides. Rava says that nobody sees elephants that go through the eyes of a needle and golden palm trees in their dream because that's not the reality that they experience. On the other hand, Rava had the whole story with Bar Hadaya yesterday, where he says that Akol Chim Acharapeh, and he knows that the interpretation has meaning to the dream. So I put those as background to hear that whenever it comes to a dream, you can't take it too seriously, but on the other hand, you can't completely discount it. That's the background in which we're coming into this. Haba Alimo, someone who sleeps with his mother, Bechalom, in a dream, it's Bele Bina. He should look forward to Bina, Bina being understanding, and Mivin Davar Mitoch Davar, person's able to extrapolate the wisdom that they have. Shinemar, Im Levina Tikra, and the Gemara is reading it as being Aim Levina. Haba al Nara Miruasa, someone who, in his dream, sleeps with a woman who is halachically engaged, but prior to her being married. Itzpeh the Torah. That person should look forward to strides, accomplishments in Torah. Shneimar, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Morasha, Gilat, Yaakov, the famous pasuk, and the Gemara's drasha on that is, Altrika morasha ela miurasa. There is engagement. There is a connection between Bnei Yisrael and the Torah, between a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's described in many places that Bnei Yisrael are the bride, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Chatan, or the Torah is the Chatan, Bnei Yisrael the bride. The idea that there is more than simply a relationship, but a bond between Klal Yisrael and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, equivalent to marriage. And the same thing here with regards to Torah, that it's Urasa. Ba'al Chuto b'chalom, someone who sleeps with his sister in his dream, Yitzpelu Chuchma, Shnemar Mor L'Chuchma Achotiat. So it's say to the Chuchma, you are my sister, but again, the term Achot is used in the context of Chuchma. Obviously, in a simple meaning, the Achot here is not referring to a sister. It's a allegorical statement of Achotiat, that we're close. But the Gemara is interpreting that in terms of the dream here. Ba'al Eishadish, someone who sleeps with a married woman, v'chalom, muftach lo shu ben olam haba, that that person's guaranteed to be a ben olam haba. As Rashi explains, that that person is getting his own reward, the olam haba, plus his friend's reward. The fact that he has his friend's wife now is indicative of the fact that he's getting more than his portion in the world to come. Now again, v'hani mile delo yadala, one qualification, that he doesn't know her. And the number one is, v'lo hear her ba me'orta. And he didn't have any hirurim about her during the day. So this goes back, and I would qualify all of these situations here. So obviously only talking about Eishadish here. I just say that you have to qualify all of these statements of Lohir Bar Me'urta, that there's obviously all of these dreams have to be taken in a context in which there is no other reason that the person would have this dream. That it's not coming from a bad place, it's not coming from something negative, but rather it's a dream that happens without any prior connection to these issues. And that's why it would be important. That's why I said before, this part here is a little difficult because of the nature of these dreams, but you have to qualify it with what we've seen until now. That you have to lohir bar me'urta. This wasn't premeditated in some way, caused by the person's thinking about these issues beforehand. Someone who sees wheat in a dream, shalom. It's something that's peaceful. Shenemar, asam gvulech shalom, chilev chitim yasbiech. So again, not the pashtuta pasuk, but they have chilev chitim juxtaposed to shalom. So therefore, the Gemara is associating chitim with the shalom.
So just like in the Perek Tehilim, le'atid lavo, there'll be shalom, and there'll also be plentiful wheat, and therefore nobody will have to quarrel or be upset or have kinah with each other, and that's why there'll be shalom. So too, the symbol of wheat is something that's associated with shalom.
Hore'es orim b'chalom, someone who sees barley, saru avonotav, his sins have been removed. Anybody have that dream last night? Shenemar?
V'sar avonecha v'chatatcha t'chupar. This is found in Yishayahu in Perek Vav, which has a vision somewhat akin to the Ma'aseh Merkavah by Yechezkel, the source for Kiddusha, where we say, Karazel Zevi Amar, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakot, Lochol Arz Kvodo, couple of psukim beforehand. And there, one of the Srafim touches Yishayahu's mouth and says afterwards, V'sar avonecha v'chatatcha t'chupar, that your sins will be removed and all your iniquities forgiven.
Again, this is a play on the words, because obviously Se'orah is not mentioned in the Pasuk here, but the Gemara is interpreting it, Besar Avonech, probably together, make up the word Se'orah. If you combine the two words, it's some sort of
contraction
of those words. I didn't go move from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael at the Chazai Sari Bechalma until I saw Se'orim in a dream. Then I knew my Avonot were gone, and I was ready to go to Eretz Yisrael. We've seen earlier in the Sechta that Rabbi Zeira moved to Eretz Yisrael
over the objections of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda. In addition, he fasted 100 fasts in order to
try to forget all the Torah that he had learnt in Bavel, because he said that the people, or the Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael, were much nicer to each other, and their Torah was much more emet. Bavel, they were not so nice to each other. In Chutz Laretz, Eretz Yisrael was a much calmer and congenial place to live. And therefore, when he came here, he wanted to forget his Torah of Chutz La'aretz and to come and learn. He learned then it by Rabbi Yochanan after he came up and made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Ha'ra'eh gefen te'una, someone who sees a loaded grapevine v'chalom, ein ishto mapelet nefelim, and his wife will not miscarry, shenemar, eshtecha kegefen poriyah. So again, the illusion in that Perek and Tehillim is that the woman is like a gefen poriyah, poriyah from the word piriyah or viyah, in that she is fruitful. Person who sees a sareka, if you see the branches of vine, yitzpeh the Mashiach. Someone should look forward to Mashiach, shenemar, osrei the gefen iro, or the sareka, bnei atono. So the Gemara is connecting between sareka and aton, which is from the pasuk, we saw it actually in yesterday's daf, that the Mashiach comes, Rochev Alav Tono, that he comes riding on the donkey. So the donkey connection to the Soreka, the Gemara sees that as being an indication of Mashiach.
And that is the way that they interpret the bracha that Yaakov is giving to Yehuda about the Atid Lavo, the Zman HaMashiach.
Someone sees a fig in his dream. Torato mishtameret bikirbo. His Torah will be held. I mean, he won't forget his Torah. Shnemar. Nutzer teina yochal piriya. Person who
guards
the teina will eat the fruits. Someone who sees pomegranates in his dream, zutre, if they're small, pre asake kirimona. Then his business transaction will be like the rimon. Ravrave, if he sees large pomegranates, rabi iske kirimona. His business will expand like that of the rimon. Seems to indicate that the first one is a negative statement, which is that if it's zutre, if it's a small one, the PSK kirimona, that is, business will be like the rimon, that it'll be small or it won't be as successful. And if they're large, then rabbi SK kirimona, just based on the context, it seems like the first one is not as nitbarech or even maybe slightly negative, whereas the second one is a very positive statement that he's going to have a lot of success in his business. Balge, have a rimon. Im tamar chacham hu, if he's a tamar chacham, yitzpe the Torah, then he should look forward to Torah, shenemar.
Ashkecho,
miyayin harekach, miasis rimoni.
I will give you to drink of my spiced wine and of the juice of my pomegranate. So, Yayin Rekach, the spiced wine,
refers to Torah. Therefore, the Asis Rimoni is a juicy Rimon. But that's an indication of
a connection between Limud Torah, which brings Nachat to Hashem, like the spiced wine, and the juice of the pomegranate, when you slice the pomegranate in half to squeeze it for its juice.
V'im Amaretzu, obviously if Torah is not relevant to him, then Eshkach Miyayin HaRekach is not relevant in terms of Torah, then Yitzpeh the Mitzvot. And he should look forward to Mitzvot, Shneamar, Pelech HaRimon Rakatech.
Your temples or your cheeks are like a piece of the pomegranate.
So this is what we do on the Simanim, on the night of Rosh Hashanah. It's based on this pasuk, this description in Shir HaShirim of the woman, but My Rakatech, Afilu Rekanim Shebecha Melein Mitzvot Kirimon. Even the most empty of you, meaning referring to Jews, are full of mitzvot like a rimon. And that's why we use the rimon as a siman. The hiratzon that's said with the rimon is that should do mele'im mitzvot ka rimon, based on this drasha. Harei zeitim v'chalom, a person who sees olives in his dream, zutre, if he has small ones, pare v'rabe, probably b'kayas kek zeitim, and his business will be like the olives.
Meaning that it will be fruitful and sustained like the olives.
V'hani mile pri. That's only if you saw the olive itself. Aval ilane, if it's the tree, the olive tree, havilen bonim merubim. Then he has lots of children. Shenemar, banecha kishtile zeitim. Continuation of what we said before, v'eshkecha kigefim poriya. We are banecha kishtile zeitim, that the children are compared to the eitz hazayit. And therefore, the person who just sees the fruit, then prayer of Rabbi Kayiske Kizaitim, that he'll be like the Zayat. Whereas if he sees the tree is much more expansive, that will indicate a larger number of children. Igada Amre, Hare Zayat Bechalom, person who sees a olive in his dream, Shem Tov Yotzelo, then he will have a good name, Shnemar, Zayat Ranan, Yafe Pritoar, Kara Hashem.
Shemeich, it's a reference in Yirmiyahu to how Hashem speaks about Bnei Israel, Zayit Ranan, a leafy olive tree, Yifei, fair, pre-toar, that is fruitful, describing Hashem's affinity for Bnei Israel, and then speaks about all the things that they've done wrong, and that Hashem will have to bring a fire to burn down that tree. But again, you see an association here between the olive and something positive and a good name that is called to someone.
Shamin Zayit Bechalom, someone who sees olive oil in a chalom, yitzpeh the ma'or Torah, then he should look forward to the Or of Torah. Shenemar v'chuvodecha shemen zayit zach. So that's the idea that the shemen zayit zach that's used in the menorah that represents chokhmah or Torah, that shemen zayit here is representative of Torah. Horet marim v'chalom, someone who sees dates in his dream, tamu avonotav. His avonot are done, completed, shenemar. Tam avonech batzion. It's interesting the Gemara uses in this context. We use it on the night of Rosh Hashanah. Should we also use it for the word tam? Shitamu. We should cut off.
Or finish off.
Whether it's our enemies or those that hate us. But the same term is used, but used in the context of enemies rather than in the context of avonot. Amar Rav Yosef. Haroa eiz b'chalom. Someone sees a goat in a dream. Shana mitbarechet lo. Then it's going to be a good year. Izim. Then if he has multiple goats that he sees in the dream. Shani mitbarechet lo. Then he'll have multiple years that'll be positive. Shneemar.
B'day chalev.
Izim l'lachmecha. So the
pasuk encouraged the rich individual to raise flocks and to do other things that will have benefits in the future. One of those things is that you bring up goats, because the goats will provide milk for your food, for the food of your household, and for the maintenance of your maidens. That's the pasuk. So the Gemara is darshaning from the A's that it's associated with the production of food or connection to food, and therefore if someone sees an A's in their dream, that's a positive sign. And again, izim, multiple izim, is even more positive sign of the sustenance and food provisions for the family.
The milk or the izim are an indication of what will be for your sustenance for the lechem in the upcoming year. Person who sees a myrtle in his chalom, nichasav matzlichim lo, then his business will be successful. V'im ein lo nichasim, if he does not have what to make a business with, then yerusha nofelet lo mimkam kol mecher. He should anticipate getting a nice yerusha. As Rashi explains, the hadas, or the nature of the hadas, and this is what the Gemara is going to qualify now, which is Amar Ula of Amri Labe Matnita Tana. Either Ula qualified it, or in the Brayta, he said, Behu dechaza bekanayu, that he sees them in their original state, which is what we're looking for now. It's coming into Sukkot. It's to have the rings of three leaves that go around the hadas that are one on top of the other, up, up, and up. So that is the indication of that the nichasim mutzlachim, because that's the beautiful, that's the hadar of the hadas, is that it has level and level on top, up and level of three leaves. So that's an indication of success. Horoi etrog b'chalom. Again, here, min yonat yoma, someone sees an etrog in his chalom. Hadur hu lifnei kono. That person is beautiful or enhanced in front of his creator. And that's because, obviously, the terminology that's used in the Torah to describe the etrog is shenemar priyetz hadar kapot marim. That the hadar, that's the name or the way it's described in the Torah. So etrog has a representation of hadar. Horoi lulav b'chalom. Someone who sees his lulav in a dream. Ein lo ela leiv echad, laviv shebashamayim. He only has a single heart to his father in heaven. Re avaz b'chalom. Someone who sees a goose in his dream, yitzpeh lo chuchma. He should look forward to chuchma. Shnema chmot b'chutz tarona. Here again, it's not clear. It's a connection, but it means that chuchmot, that wisdom b'chutz tarona will be declared, will be announced outside, like the goose that makes a lot of noise. It honks all over the place, makes lots of noise. So I think that's the Gemara's comparison between the Avaz and the Bechut Tarona. Baalea, someone who sleeps in the goose, have a Rosh Yeshiva. That person will be a Rosh Yeshiva. Amravashi, Anira Atiya, I saw it, that's it. I saw a goose, Uvatiya, and I slept with it. Pesalik, Glula, and see, look at me. And now I'm a big Rosh Yeshiva. Then he should look forward to a male offspring. Tarnagolim, says multiple Tarnagolim, Yitzpeh the Banim Zacharim. Then he should look forward to a large number of male children. Tarnagolet, here as opposed to, it's really a rooster in the first two cases. And in this case, Tarnagolet, if he sees a chicken, he sees the female. Yitzpeh the Tarbitza Na'a V'Gila. The person should look forward to, Rashi says a Tarbitza of two choices, either a Gina, a nice garden, or a Nami Beit Midrash. If you put them together, they make up the word Tarnagol. So put Tarbitza Na'a V'Gila, so all of those together, contract them, they make the word Tarnagol. So that's why a person who, Tarnagolit, should look forward to either a beautiful, happy, rejoicing right, type of garden, and the same is true if you learn it as a Beit Midrash instead. Rav Beitzim, Bechalom, someone sees eggs in a dream, Buya Bakashato. His request is being heard, and that they're still deciding about it. Nishtabru, if the eggs break, Nasit Bakashato, then his request has been accepted. V'chein Egozim, that is true of nuts as well. V'chein Kishuim, that is true of, called zucchini here,
or cucumbers.
V'chein Kol Kli Zichuchit, or any glass utensil. V'chein Kol Nishbarim, anything that breaks, is broken open or breaks. Ke'elo, similar to this, all have that same din, which is that if they're seen in their closed form, that means that his request is under consideration. If they break it open, that means that his request has been granted. Nichnas the krach, someone who goes into a city, naselo chavatzav, then all of his requests, that which he wants, has been done. Shinemar,
vayan chaim,
omachos chavtzam.
This is from Tehillim Kuvzayin, what we saw about Arba Tzirchim Leodot. Vayan chaim, omachos chavtzam, is that Hashem got them to their desired destination, and that's why they're giving hoda'a Hashem.
Gemara here is playing on the idea of Chavtzam, not just Mechuz Chavtzam, which is their destination, but Chavtzam here means their desire, so that Hashem will grant their desire. Megaleach Rosho B'chalom, someone is getting a haircut in his dream. Siman Yofelot, that's a good sign. Rosho Uzkano, if it's both his head and his beard. Lo Ulcho Mishpachto, that's for him and his whole family. So that goes back to what we saw before with Yosef. But Yosef at Tzadik, It says that when they bring him out of Yiritzil min Abor, when they take him out of the Bor, that over there they give him a haircut. So that is a positive. So therefore they're associating here Gibuach with the rising of Yosef to be the Mishneh Lamelech in Mitzrayim. So that's why that's a positive dream. Yoshev Ba'arivah Ktana, someone is sitting in a small boat. Shem Tov Yotzei Lo. Then a good name, his name will be positive. Ba'arivah Gdola, someone is sitting in a large boat. Lo L'chol Mishpachto. Then it's for him and his whole family. That's assuming that it's riding the waves. It's on top of the water. Idea being that a person who's floating on the top of the water, he rides easily
for long distances, and that refers to the fact that his name will spread widely in a good way.
Anifne b'chalom, as someone who relieves himself in the dream, simon yofelo, that is a good sign, shenemar, yehartzu ed, hipateach.
The one who is bowed down will be speedily released. Here the Gemara is playing on the word so'eh, here which means to be bowed down, and they're translated rather as so'ah, referring to feces.
And the Gemara is reading it as being something positive because he's expelled all that was bad. V'hani mile delo konach. That's as long as he didn't wipe or get himself dirty in the dream. Ha'oleh l'gag v'chalom, someone who goes up to a roof in his dream. Oleh l'gdula. It's a person who will be of stature, that he will have a position of power, of authority. Yerad, if he comes down from the roof, yered migdulato. Then he'll be discharged of this position. He'll be relieved of that position. Once you're up there, you're up. You don't come back down again. Someone who rips his clothing in a dream. They rip up his gizardin. You know, this is not one of the simanim that they do on Rosh Hashanah. Someone who is standing naked in his dream. This is very, very interesting. Bavel, if you're naked in Bavel, then that means that you're without sin. Eretz Yisrael, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, arum below mitzvot. Then you are naked without mitzvot. And Rashi explains the difference. It has to do with the default status. It's an unbelievable statement. Look at Rashi at the top, and Zion on the left side. It says, below chet, b'fi shechutz l'aretz ein lazchuyot. Chutz l'aretz has no merits. Ela avon. The default status of chutz l'aretz is avon. Yesh b'shivata. When you live there, that's what you can expect. That's what you can look forward to is sin. And mitzvot are few and far between. V'zeh omeid b'arum. So if you're naked there, that means that you are stripped of the default, which is that of sin. On the other hand, Eretz Yisrael, she'harbe mitzvot luyud ba. Eretz Yisrael is just like a rimon. It's full of mitzvot. Everywhere you turn, you can do a mitzvah. So then if you're a room, if you're naked in Eretz Yisrael, that means that you are naked of the default status of mitzvot. But very stark statement, right? Rashi of the difference between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. Anitpas l'sardiyot, someone who is being held captive or guarded by a sadiot, to some, you know, position within the government. So the government is holding him, either an officer or a sheriff of some sort that's holding him in check. Shmir nasitlo. Then he'll be guarded. They're providing him with protection. Now, tnua bikolar, they chain him up or they put him into the neck brace. Hosivelo shmira al shmirato. That's a super shmira. V'hani mile bikolar. That's only if they put him into the locks. Aval chavlo ba'alma, if they just tie him with the regular rope, lo, that's not a good, that's not a real shmira. It has to be something where we're talking about significant steps forward in terms of, obviously in this case, it would not be incarceration or execution, but in the dream, it's indicating that he's being watched very carefully. Panichnas la'agam b'chalom, nase rosh yeshiva. Someone who goes into, now, agam, today in the modern sense, agam is a swamp. In the Gemara, agam is used even for, like, small bodies of water, even if they're not, right, ponds and so on and so forth, lakes. It doesn't have to be necessarily a swamp that, in terms of agam, right? So here, Rashi explains that by the agam, you have many different kanim. You have reeds that are all around it, big and small, that are in close proximity to each other. Since they're in close proximity to each other, that's an indication of all the big and small people will come to you. And that's the Rosh Yeshiva who everybody approaches and gives respect to. Whereas if you dream about a ya'ar, you dream about a forest, naseh rosh to b'nei kala, then you'll be the Chazara Rebbe. And the rosh b'nei kala means that the one who goes over with the students, what was said by the Rosh Yeshiva in the shiur afterwards, for those that didn't understand, didn't get it completely, he goes over with them. The difference being that in the ya'ar, but you do have big and small trees, but they're further apart. They're not as close, in a close proximity. They're not in tight proximity. So just like the Rosh the B'nai Kala, his position is over time, meaning that he does small pieces here and there. He does Chazara, but he's not the leader all the time. It's not when everybody's approaching him. So that's the difference between the Yar and the Agam. Rapapa Ravuna Braid Rav Yeshua Chazuchalma, both had dreams. Rapapa the Ayla Agma. Papa in his dream went to this lake, this water bird body. Nasir Rosh Yeshiva, he became Rosh Yeshiva. Ravuna Braid Rav Yeshua, the Ayla Yar, he went into a forest. Nasir Rosh Leben Kala. Igadamri Tarvayul Agma Ayli. They both went into and saw a body of water. Ela the Rapapa, the Tali Tavla, Nasir Rosh Yeshiva. So he had a bell that made noise.
That's the way Rashi explains it. Others say that it's a drum that they use to announce or to introduce somebody important who's coming.
So he was the Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Huna Brei the Rav Yeshua, Delotali Tavlo, didn't have a bell around his neck. Nasir Rosh Bnei Kala. So the idea of the bell being around the neck is that everybody, he makes a lot of noise and everybody has to listen. I mean, he brings attention to himself. That's because he gives the drasha. So that's the difference between having the bell or not having the bell. Amar Rashi, Ana Arit Agma. I went in my dream, I went into the Agam, into this body of water, towards the body of water, Vitali Tavla, and I had a bell around my neck, Vinavche ba Nevuche, and I made sure to ring that bell nice and loud. Kashkashi ba Bakol. I made a loud sound. I wanted to be the big Rosh Yeshiva, because he'd make a lot of noise. Great. Tani Tana Kameid, Rav Nachman ba Yitzchak, Kameiz Kiz Dam Bechalom. Someone has his blood let in a dream, Avonotav Mechulim Lo. Then his sins are forgiven. Vatanyo, don't remember, Breit Avonotav Sturim Lo. That means that his sins are laid out before him, meaning he's got plenty. My sturim, sturim li machel. They're ready to be forgiven at this point in time. V'tani, tana kameder of sheshet, they're ready nachash v'chalom. Someone sees a snake in his dream, parnasato mezumenet lo. Then his parnasa is available to him. This goes back to the midrash and the punishment of the snake. Hashem, when he punishes the snake, says that v'me'alfar tochal, that you're going to eat from the dust of the earth. So that means that his parnasato mezumenet lo. The nachash has, wherever he goes, he has food. So Rashi says, why is that a punishment? So the Gemara, he actually brings the Medrash Chazal, that says, if a king says to one son, here, you know, I want you to come every year, and I'll give you your parnosa, and you have to come and see me. The other one, he says, look, here's your field, you don't need me anymore, go away. So the difference being that there's no relationship left. When you offer the person their food everywhere, and they don't have to come to you at all, you've broken or you severed the relationship, because they don't have to come to you, they don't have to speak to you ever. If you have a continuing relationship, then you expect the person to come back to you. So the idea of the Nachash is that parnasato mezumenet lo, is that anywhere he goes, he has his parnasa. So in the dream, that's the interpretation, the positive interpretation is that everywhere you go, your parnasa is available to you. Obviously, in the punishment of the Nachash, there was a negative in severing the relationship. That's also the difference that's noted between Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim. And then with regards to the bloodletting, I mean, in their time, bloodletting was supposed to be medically efficacious. It was something that was positive, and therefore they're looking at it, the letting of the blood being the bad blood that is taken out, that's the equivalent of Yavanot being removed. If he gets bitten by the snake, then he gets double parnasa. Harago, on the other hand, if you kill the snake in the dream, avda parnasato, then you lose your parnasa. I mean, the snake being the semen of the parnasa, so the more the snake does to you, then the better. What you do to the snake is going to be negative. So if you kill the snake, you've killed the semen of parnasa in your dream. Definitely, if you kill the snake, double parnasa. And that's not the case. Problem was that Rav Sheshet had seen a snake in his dream, and he killed it. So he wanted to interpret it in a positive way. The Gemara is saying that that's not the case. That's not really what the siman is. Like yesterday's good job said, make sure you say this pasuk first, not that pasuk, because interpretation has impact on the dream. So here the Gemara is saying that these types of dreams have a positive spin to them, that they have a positive way of looking at them, and if they're interpreted that way. I think it's an indication of how to look at this positively. Also here with the Nachash, Rambam says about interpretations of dreams, it has to be a reasonable interpretation. You have to come to an explanation of why that's the case. So if killing the snake, they don't see that as a reasonable outcome, that it means that you're going to have parnasa, because you killed the item that represented the parnasa. It's about the interpretation, but it has to be a reasonable interpretation of the dream. You can't just make up any interpretation you want, and it'll come true. Tani Tana Kameid Rabbi Yochanan. There was a brayta that was presented before Rabbi Yochanan. Kol minei mashkim yafim lecholom chutz min hayayin. Any liquids in a dream are considered to be positive except for wine. Because by wine, yeshu teo betovlo. Sometimes you drink wine in a dream that's positive, yeshu teo v'ralo. Sometimes it's negative. Yesh, yeshu teo betovlo. There are times you can interpret it to the positive, shenemar. V'yayin yisamach levav enosh. And wine gladdens the hearts of people. V'yesh, yeshu teo v'ralo. Some people say that it's negative, him shenemar. Tnu sheichar le'oveid. The yain the marei nefesh. So over there, the wine's being used to offset the feelings of despondency of a velut. So there, wine is used to cheer you up. And so obviously, that's an indication of something that is negative. So he said that the Talmud, the person who brought that brayta, he says, just qualified that for a Talmud Chacham, it's always good. Shenemar, lechulachmu belachmi, bishatu b'yein
masachti. Come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mixed. The Gemara is playing on the word masachti over here, be masachet, to be about learning and a Talmud Chacham. And over there, even though the wine is being used as a seduction, nevertheless, it's used in an environment generally which is something positive, a meal, lechem and yayin together, and therefore a Talmud Chacham always has a positive spin on the dream.
Gemara is interpreting over here that the shatu yayin masachti here refers to masachet or to something positive, learning, and therefore the yayin here is viewed for a Talmud Chacham is always viewed in a positive light because of the context in which it's seen. So repetition of what we saw back on Nun Hei, which is that if a person wakes up and he has a pasuk on his lips, that's equivalent of a nevuak tana. Tarabanan. Shlosha milachim heim. There are three kings that you can see in a dream that have impact. Ored David b'chalom. Someone sees David HaMelech in his dream. Yitzpeh l'chassidut. You should look forward to being a chassid, a person exemplary, midot, kind, generous, Shlomo. So he sees Shlomo HaMelech in his dream, yitzpeh l'chokhmah. You should look forward to wisdom. Achav, he sees Achav in his dream, yidag ben apronanut. You should be worried about negative things happening to him. Obviously, Achav is one of the evil kings of Israel. Gimel Nevi'im, heim, there are three Nevi'im. Ores, Sefer, Melachim. Nevi'im here refers to the Sefer of Nevi'im. This person who sees the book of Melachim, yitzpeh l'gluladula. You should look forward to greatness, melucha, kingdom, kingship, Yechezkel. He sees the Sefer Yechezkel, yitzpeh l'chokhmah. Should look forward to chokhmah. I'm assuming the Gemara is referencing over here the Maaseh HaMerkava, that is in the beginning of Yechezkel, Perek Aleph and Perek Chet. Yishayahu, if he sees Yishayahu, yitzpeh l'nechamah. He should look forward to nechamah. Yirmiyahu, yidag min ha-puraniyot. If he sees Yirmiyahu, then you should worry about puraniyot. Obviously, we have a problem here. It said if you see three, there are three Nevi'im, and now it's just listed four. So the Aleph of the Gra eliminates Yishayahu from the list over here. It said there are only three, and that Yishayahu is not mentioned in the list according to the Gra.
The other ones have a,
You see the book, the Sefer, meaning in their day meant scroll. A scroll, right, with that Navi in it. So you see the scroll of Yishayahu. If you see the scroll of Yechezkel, you see the scroll of Yirmiyahu. This relates to what we see in other places, that in terms of the Nevi'im, when he talks about Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, and Yechezkel, Yirmiyahu is a Navi who basically does not have a sense of Nechama in it. He's below Peraniyot. There's really never any significant Nechama. Yishayahu, which is what leads to that there's Yishayahu Aleph and Yishayahu Bet, and that the biblical criticism that there really are two Yishayahus is because the beginning of Yishayahu is about Peraniyot. The latter half of Yishayahu is a Nechama, and about Latid Labo, it's all of the Shiva de Nechemta that we read come out of the latter half of Yishayahu. So that's what the Gemara is playing on here, that Yishayahu is Nechama, and Yirmiyahu is Yidag Mina Puranut. Shlosha Ketuvim Gidolim, the larger books of the Ketuvim, Haru'es Sefer Te'ilim, Yitzpeh l'chassidut. Again, that's associated with David HaMelech. David HaMelech, who is the author of the large part of Te'ilim. So that's the same idea. If you see Te'ilim, it's that same association. Mishlei authored by Shlomo HaMelech, and contains wisdom in it, so Yitzpeh l'chokhmah. Iyov, which is the last of three big tuvim, Yidag min ha-puranut. You should worry about bad things happening. Obviously, the story of Iyov is a very difficult story. Shlosha tuvim ktanim, the smaller tuvim. There are three smaller ketuvim. Haro'es shir shirim, b'chalom yitzpeh l'chassidut. One who sees shir shirim in the dream should look forward to chassidut. Kohelet, yitzpeh l'chokhmah. Kinot, yidag min ha-puranut. What you have here is by the kings, you had it by the nevi'im, then you had it by the ketuvim gdolim, and now by ketuvim ktanim, you have three. You have a chassid, chokhmah, and then puranut. And in each of these, they have three. In each of the series of the three, we have that layout, which is one represents the chassidut, which is either David HaMelech, right? In the first case, it would also be Milachim, right? It would be Yitzpeh l'gulam. Then you have Rosh Sefer Te'ilim, and then Shir Shirim are all in that category. The second category of Chuchma, we had Shlomo HaMelech. Then you had Yechezkel. Then you had Mishlei and Kohelet. We're all in the category of Chuchma. And the third one of Puranut was Achav. And then you had Yirmiyahu, Iyov, and then Echa. So those are the three in the Puraniyot section.
But they're both Shishur and Kohelet, both Shlomo HaMelech.
They wanted to take Shir Shirim out of the canon. going to put into Gniza because of the content of Shir Shirim. It's a love story. But the objection was, no, that Shir Shirim is not simply a love story. It's an allegory for the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Israel. And therefore it's Kodesh Kodoshim. That idea being Chassidut, David HaMelech has the strongest bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reflected in Tehillim, where he sings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the praises of Tehillim are representative of that relationship between man and Hashem. Arei Megillat Esther. Someone who sees Megillat Esther in his dream, Nes Naselo. That's obvious. The miracle of Purim, so that person will have a Nes. Shlosha Chachamim Haim. So there are three Chachamim that you can see in a dream. Arei Rabbi, Bechalom, Yitzpeh L'Chuchma. She looked forward to wisdom. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Yitzpeh L'Ashirut. He should look forward to wealth. So here's one of the cases where you have a Tana that we knew. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a very wealthy Tana. The Gemara speaks about an Adam Meisr that he had to give was extreme. It tells what in many places has to deal with the fact that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, did he really live when the Beit HaMikdash was Kayam? And then what do we deal with that? How do we deal with that? The fact that it's post-Beit HaMikdash, and he's being mafrish, whether it's Bechorot, or whether it's Masrot, wherever the Gemaras are found about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Mishmael ben Elisha, this is very important, this is Minyana Dioma, he said this yesterday, on Yom HaKippurim, Nesariah Harugei Malchut, Yidag ben HaPuranut. Person there should worry about Puranut, because Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, here the Gemara associates the Rabbi Yishmael in the Asareh HaGei Malchut with Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, who we've seen a number of times in Brachot already, was a Kohen Gadol. He was in the beginning of the Masechta back on Daf Vav Zayin, where Barcheni Beni, that was Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. We also saw him more recently, was the one who had contact with some of the Sar HaPnim and others and gave advice about what they hate and what they don't like. That was also Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. And here again, you have Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. There, in the Asura Hurgei Malchut, it's mentioned that he goes up to Shemayim with the ineffable name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to find out whether the Gzeira, the decree, is really Min Hashem. And so that's Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. So he's a primary figure in the Asura Hurgei Malchut, and that's why it said, Yidag min ha-baranu. Shlosha Tamidei Chachamim Heim. There are three types of Tamidei Chachamim that you can see. Aroa ben Azai bechalom, Yitzpeh l'chassidut. Someone sees ben Azai in a dream, then he should look forward to chassidut. Ben Azai was engaged to Rabbi Akiva's daughter, but never marries her, because he said, Ma'aseh v'bi choshka b'torah. My heart was married to Torah. Over there, the Gemara says, Yesh na'e doresh v'na'aseh. Some people are doresh, and they do what they say. Ben Azai was na'e doresh v'na'aseh, because he never got married. Tosfot over there deals with the stira in the Gemara that Ben Azai married Rabbi Akiva's daughter, and his daughter did the same thing for Ben Azai that Rabbi Akiva's wife Rachel had done for him. So Tosfot reconciles between the two, saying that he only got engaged to her but never married her. That's Ben Azai, so he was known as a Hasid. Ben Zoma, Yitzpeh L'Chochma, should look forward to Ben Zoma, Tamad Chocham. Acher Yidag Min HaPranot. Now, I think, if I'm not mistaken, these are three out of the four people who are nichlas the pardes. These are three of the four who, Acher, who comes out and obviously is affected by it and leaves the faith. So he is Yidag min ha-pranot, Ben Azai and Ben Zoma, one's a chassid, one's a chocham, so those two are positive. No, those are nichlas the pardes.
He's the only one there.
The distinction that to draw between the chachamim that were mentioned before, all Rebbe had the title of Rebbe, all the Tamidei chachamim here are those that don't have the title of Rebbe associated with them, Ben Zoma, Ben Azai, Acher. Alright, so now, Kol Minei Chayot Yafot L'Chalom, all types of non-domesticated wild animals that are in a dream are positive. Chutz Min Apil V'Kof, we saw this yesterday, exception of an elephant, Kof is a monkey, V'Kipod. Now, Kipod in modern Hebrew is a porcupine, but the way Rashi explains it, it's a martin, a martina. So Rashi says that it's a kipod chayesh domelukov, v'yesh la zanav aroch, it has a long tail, shema martina, more like a monkey-like animal. V'amarmar, so the Gemara asks the same question it did on Nunvav, which is, aroev yipio b'chalom pela naselo. Whoever sees an elephant in his dream playing on the word pio, he'll have pela, wonders what happened to him. So Gemara says, lokash, ad demasreg ad lo masreg. It's the same answer we gave at the end of yesterday's daf, which is whether it's saddled or not. If it's saddled, then it's positive. If it's not saddled, it's negative. Any metals that you have in your dream are positive. Chutz. Now, the exceptions here are mimar, pesel, v'kardom. Based on the exception that they're giving here, the metals that they're talking about are not necessarily raw metals. They're talking about metal utensils, tools. So the ones that are accepted from that are these tools. Pesel is something, a chisel of some sort that's used to carve or chisel rock. Kardom is a hatchet, or kardum is also translated as a spade, and then a mar is a hoe. Bani mile de chazinu be katayu. That's if he saw them with their handles on them. I mean, not just the end of the tool, but a functional tool, the wooden piece that holds the metal on it. Komine pirot yafin lechalom. All fruits are good in a dream. Chutz mipageit mara. Except for the unripened dates. Komine yirakot yafin lechalom. All types of vegetables are good in a dream. Chutz miroshe liftot. Exception of the heads of turnips. Gemara yesterday talked about that. They saw heads of turnips in the dream. And Bar Hadaya interpreted for Rava, that meant that he was going to get hit. Take some blunt hits, like the heads of the turnips. And that's the two blind people were fighting, and he went to break it up, and he got hit twice, and he says, that's enough. I only had a dream about two. So, Amar Rav, Loi Atrei, Ad Dechazai Rashei Liftot. I was never wealthy until I saw heads of turnips. So how could you say that it's negative when here there's a positive statement? Ki Chazu Bikanayu, Chaza. So now when he saw them in their location, meaning that they were growing Mechuber the Karka. When they're Mechuber the Karka, that's a siman for Ashirut of wealth. When they're detached from the Karka, it's a siman like what Rava had, which is, it can be used to as a weapon or as a blunt object to hit people. Rekominate Sivonim Yafim, the Chalom, all types of colors are positive in a Chalom, chutz v'na Tchelet, except for Tchelet. And Rashi says, very interesting, important Rashi, Rashi says, Tchelet Yaroku. It's a green color, not a bluish color. Umi shepanav yirukim chulehu. That's what you say. When you see somebody sick, you say you look green. So that's a negative. But he's interpreting Tchelet to be green and not to be blue. It's an important distinction in terms of the color of Tchelet, according to Rashi. Yeah, bluish green. But it has to do with the Shita, with regards to, Gemara says that the Tchelet is like the sky. And the question is, what sky are we talking about? Are we talking about the sky in midday, or are we talking about the sky near sunset? It's machloket rishonim. So that also might have bearing here on exactly what shade of blue you think the tchelet is. Komineu ufot yafin lechalom. All birds are positive in a dream. Chutz min karya v'kipofa v'kurperai. So those are considered to be negative. Rashi interprets them to be karpais yavnets. Pufa is at su'ita belaz. Yeshal listot kolichye adam. It has cheeks like mankind. Lefikach hei migunim. That's why they're negative. And korpai is a talfa. So if you go with Rashi's interpretation, then the korpai is a bat. The kipofa is an owl. And the karya, it also must be some form of an owl. If you look in the Oruch, he says that it's a kosvi and shuf. Kosvi and shuf. And then birds are different types of owls that are mentioned in the non-kosher birds. So that would be a different species of owls. But the way Rashi gives the same explanation of kipufa that he gives in the Torah, of tzuita, I mean that it's an owl. And over here he says, kuparai is an talfa, which is a bat. The Rekiv Eger says, look at Tosfot to Nido, that there was actually a different text. They have a different text in the Gemara, and that what you're referring to, that these are supposed to be small animals rather than birds that we're referencing over here. And
others suggest,
that's why Rashi interprets the kuparai as a talfa,
meaning something from the mole or weasel family.
Three things enter the body of a person, and the body does not get benefit from them. Gudganiyot, which are cherries. Tafniyot, which are types of dates, not good dates. Upagit mara, and unripe dates. So shayin echnesim the guf, a guf nenemehem. Three things that don't go into the guf, but the body gets benefit from them. Ve'elhein, rechitza, person washing themselves. Sicha, anointing oneself. Ve'tashmish. All of those that give the body benefit, but they're outside. Part of the reason, that's what's asur on Yom HaKippurim. Part of the five yinuim are rechitza, sicha, and tashmish, are three things that are equated to achima and shtia. Things that don't enter the guf, but give the guf. Anah, so these are the three of the five Inuim on Yom HaKippurim. Shlosha me'in olam haba. Three things are light olam haba. Elohim, Shabbat, Shemesh, v'tashmish. That Shabbat is me'in olam haba. We sing about it in the Zmirot. And Shabbat, Shemesh. The Gemara speaks about that the light of the Shemesh is 1/60th of the light that will be latid avo for the tzaddikim from the Shemesh. And it says that in Maaseh Bereishit, Rashi brings the Midrash that Hashem put away the real light of the sun for the tzaddikim latid avo. Im tashmish, the Gemara says tashmish demai. What are we talking about here? Tashmish. It says ilim tashmish amita. If you're talking about gravitation, then hamichash kochish, that weakens the individual. Ella tashmish nikavim, that is relieving oneself. All right. So shah mishivim tatosh el adam. There are three things that settle a person's mind and make them feel better. Elin kol mar'eh and reyach. So here we're talking about intangible items that make a person feel good. And that is, you know, whether it's music or sound, the voice, mar'eh, the appearance, something that they see, v'reach, and smell. So all these intangible items have an impact on the individual. Shlosha marchivim dato shel adam. Three things put a person at ease and make a person feel more settled. Elaine, Dirana, nice house. Ishana, a nice wife. Bekelim Nayim, and nice possessions. All of these give a person a sense of satisfaction and settling. Okay, Chamisha, Echad Mishishim. There are five things that are 1/60th. Ve'en Elaine. Eish, Dvash, Shabbat, Shena, Bechalom. Eish, Echad Mishishim, the Gehinom. Fire is 1/60th of the fire of Gehinom. Dvash, Echad Mishishim, the man. Because the man is described, Kitzapichit bidvash. The taste of honey today is 1/60th of how good the man was, or how sweet the man was. Shabbat, Echad Mishishim, the Olam Abba, is 1/60th of Olam Abba. Shena, which we've seen earlier also, is Echad Mishishim, the Mitah. Is 1/60th of death. Chalom, echad mishishim lenivuah. Is 1/60th of a nivuah. Shisha dvarim siman yafeh l'chuleh. There are six things that are a positive sign for someone who's sick. Eluhein, itush. Now, itush, earlier in the Gemara we had this, machlok b'shonim, but the itush is, it can mean to sneeze, or it also can mean pass gas, or to belch, any one of those, but probably over here I put it on the sneeze side. Zeya, to sweat. Shilshul, diarrhea, carry, vishena, vichalom. Zagmar is going to go through each of them. Atush, tichtiv, atishotav, tahel or. The atish brings on the onset of light. We actually saw this earlier in the Gemara. Rashi quoted that as being something positive, and he quoted this pasuk from the Gemara. Ze'ah, tichtiv, ze'ah, tafecha, tuchalechem. By the sweat of your brow, you'll produce. But again, here, there it's a klala, but the idea of ze'ah being associated with tochalechem, that you'll be able to eat, that's positive for the choleh. Shilshul dichtiv mihar tsoeh lehipateach v'lo yamut l'shachat. We just saw that before in the dream. If a person relieves himself in the dream, this was the pasuk that was quoted. He won't go down to the shachat, so this is a positive statement. Keri dichtiv yir'eh zera yarich yamim. One who sees zera will have a long life. So over there it's again a sign of life rather than death. Shina sleep dichtiv yashanti az yanuach li. That once I slept and I was at ease, I felt more rested, better. Chalom dichtiv v'tachli meini v'hachayeni. So we just quoted that before, the story by Chizkiyahu and Ishayahu. This is the statement of, or the tefillah of Chizkiyahu after he's cured. Ishayahu says you're going to die, and then he does tshuva, and he survives. Part of that he says v'tachli meini. V'tachli meini really means you made me healthy, and then v'hachayeni, you kept me alive. But the Gemara plays on tachli meini to be from the word chalom. I had a dream, and therefore techayeni, and therefore I lived. Based on that, the Gemara sees that as a positive statement, and also over here by the chole, it's a positive statement. Shisha devarim marpiim et chole michalyo. There are six things that cause a chole to be cured. Refuato refuah, and these really work. Eluhein, kruv, tradin, sisin yveshin, vikeba, veheret, viuteret hakaved. So we actually had this mentioned back on Mem Dalet Amud Bet. The Gemara there discussed this back on Mem Dalet Amud Bet about tradin. Tradin, Rashi usually interprets as selik or beets. Tradin in the Gemara might be spinach. So it's either spinach or beets over here. The sisim yaveshim, we also had earlier in the Gemara. The sisim yaveshim are these polio, dry polio, whatever that is. Keba is the stomach of the animal. Heret is the womb, the rechem of the animal. And yoteret hakaved is the extra piece on the liver. Our school always translates as diaphragm. I'm always surprised about that. Veshomrim, aftagim ktanim. Some people say small fish are also positive. Again, these are all things that are mentioned in the Gemara before as being positive things. It's the same statement before, these small fish. The idea of dagim is v'ifru v'irbu. That same idea. We use that as one of the simanim on the night of Rosh Hashanah. So too over here. These are 10 things that cause the person who's sick to return to their sickness or to deteriorate, right? To relapse or deteriorate. B'choyo kashe, in a difficult sickness. Elohein. Aruchel basar shur. Someone who eats the meat of an ox. Basar shemain, fat meat that has a lot of fat in it. Basar tzli, roasted meat. Basar tzipurim, the meat of birds. Ubeitzat tzluya, roasted eggs. Betig lachat, heavy shaves. V'shichlayim. Shichlayim is either cress or pepper wort. V'achalav, milk. V'agvina, cheese. V'amerchatz, and bathing. Yeshomim af eguzim. And some people say even nuts. Yeshomim af kshuim, also zucchini or
cucumbers.
Tana debi Rav Yishmael. Lama nekra shman kishuim. Why are they called kishuim? Ibn Eshein kashim laguf kecharavot. They're difficult for the body like swords.
Which is the Ktiv in the Pasuk. It's written Gimel Yud Yud Mem. Even though we pronounce it Goyim, it's spelled as Geim.
It's not referring to two nations, but rather Geim. Geim meaning the people of stature. That was the relationship between Antoninus, the Roman ruler in Judea at the time in Israel, and Rabbi, who had a very close relationship. Who were both wealthy and leaders, one amongst the Jews and one amongst the Romans. And how do we know they were wealthy? This is an indication of their wealth, that their tables always had they didn't have seasons. Even these are seasonal items, they always had them. They had radishes, chazeret, some sort of lettuce, and kishuim, and the zucchinis or gourds that were on their table, winter and summer. Depends on the size. If the small ones are positive, the large ones are not considered to be positive. So over here, these are dreams again. Mate babayit, if you have niftar in the house, shalom babayit. It's obviously going to be quiet, peaceful in the house.
If the mate,
if you eat and drink in the house, siman yafelabayit, that's a positive sign for the house. Natal kelimina bayit, if the utensils are being taken out of the house, that's siman radabayit, it's a negative sign for the house. Targum rapapa, mimisa'ano visandalo. So that's only talking about not when you take out the kelim, he says there's specific types of kelim here. That is, his
shoes or
sandalim. Somebody else is taking his sandals, taking his shoes out of the house. That's a negative thing.
Indication that the mate is taking someone else, so more people are going to join him, but he's taking the shoes and sandals along with him. Meaning that the person's no longer going to need them to go out anymore.
Called the Shakyo Shikhva Mali. Bar mi mas'ano v'sandalo. If anything the mate takes is positive, bar mi mas'ano v'sandalo. Unless he takes sandalim, show your shoes. Called the Ayiv Shikhva Mali. Anything that a mate puts in the house is positive, bar mi afra v'chardalo, except for dust and mustard seed. So Rashi says that Afra is a siman shu remez lehem lekvura, that it's going to be buried there, I assume the mustard, because of its pungency. So that is something that would be negative that the mate brings into the house. Okay, makrom shenekra mimeno avodat gililim. Okay, now we're finally back at the Mishnah. Hey, a place that avodah zarah was removed from, you make a bracha. Tarabanan, arue markulus omer. Someone who sees the avodah zarah of markulus says, baruch shenatan erech hapayim le'ovrei ritzono. Make a bracha that Hashem sustained these things, as part of the Nosei Avon Chatav, that Hashem is willing to sustain the world, even though it's against Him, and even though it's something that's not doing His will or His bidding. Makom shenekram yimeno vadat kochavim omer, someone who sees a place where Avodah Zarah is removed from, baruch shekar akum yartzeinu. Again, we said this is specific for Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalmi, the Tosfot brought, it says only if all of Avodah Zarah is removed from the country, not just one place. Shem shenekram yimkom zeh, kente akere mikom mekomot Yisrael. Just like it was uprooted from here, it should be uprooted from everywhere, all places in Israel. Vashev lev avdehem l'abdecha, and Hashem should return the hearts of their worshippers to you. Uvichos la'aretz ain't zerech lamar vashev lev avdehem l'abdecha, mipnei shuba avdecha chavim. Chos la'aretz, you don't have to worry about it because most of them are Jews. In Eretz Israel, you have to worry about it's Jews worshipping the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, you want them to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemin Elazar omer, apachos la'aretz zerech lamar, keim mipnei shadirim l'itgayer. I mean, in the future, all everybody's going to come back to join the ranks of Hashem. Shemar azepoch elamim, safa brura. Because in the future, all the nations will turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they will join the ranks of the Jews in worshiping Hashem. Tosfot over here says, Aroe Markulus, Pusref the Tanam, Bamakom Markulus, Tahach Avodat Kochavim. We have the word Markulus that you make the bracha when you see a Markulus. In the Tosef, it says, any Avodah Zarah you make that bracha for. Vimkein, Lab Davka Markulus. That means it doesn't have to be Markulus, any Avodah Zarah. Lefish, Shim Bin Komo, Shelchel Tana, you Obdimla. That was the major Avodah Zarah in the place where the Tana, and that's why he mentioned in our Gemara, is Markulus. Vata ein anu ragilim levarech levish anu rim ota b'chol yom. We don't make the bracha because you don't have the intervals. Remember, the Mishnah said that you have to have these types of things that are recurring events. You have to have intervals of 30 days. He says we wake up every morning, we pass by the Avodah Zarah, so we can never make the bracha because we're always in the presence of the Avodah Zarah.
The Ri explains it differently and says that this is a bracha only when there's new Avodah Zarah being built. It's not for passing existing Avodah Zarah, it's just when Aroi Markulus, when there's a new Avodah Zarah that's being established in that location.
Darish Rav Amnun, Aroi Bavel, Harash'a, Tzarech Lebarech. Someone who sees the evil Babylonian Empire has to make the bracha, Chamesh Brachot. He has to make five brachot. Ra'a Bavel, Omer, Baruch Shirchiv Bavel, Harash'a. Ra'ab Beitosha ben Nebuchadnezzar, if he sees the house of Nebuchadnezzar, may Baruch Shechir Beitosha ben Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. First thing is the destruction of Babel itself. Then we have the destruction of Nebuchadnezzar. Ra'ab Gov Shel Arayot, he sees the den of lions, O Kibshana Esh, or the fire. And the Gov Arayot is in which Daniel was thrown. And the Kibshana Esh is into which Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into. Omer Baruch Shasan Nisim Lavotenim El Kamazet. Rab Markulus, Omer Baruch Shanatan Erachapayim Lavri Ritzono. Makom Makom Shnatlim Mimenu Afar, Omer Baruch, Omer Vose, Gozer Umikayim. And Rashi says over there, Makom Shesh Bubabel, Shein Beima Yotza Misham, Im Enodim Alea Afar, Me Afar Makom. It's a place where the animals are stuck unless you put the Afar from that place on them. Vihu Simana Shmad, of destruction, it's one of the curses of Babel. So that's a b'yisod, remember, every Yitzhak, ra'ite, shenotlim misham afar letit, libnini amakom, sof oto makom ein bo yishuv, lo zera v'lo netiyah. It's an unsettled place, uncivilized place, because all they use it for is a source for dirt to build other things. I would have associated with Migdal Babel, that they built the bricks, they were making levenim there. Either way, that he was going to leave Babel desolate after Hashem says what they did to Klal Yisrael. Rava, ki avi chazi chamre, the shakil afra, tarif lu yada gabayu, and when he used to see donkeys that were taking dirt, tarif lu yada gabayu, used to place a hand on their back, v'amar ruhutu tzadike, nemevad ruvuta demaraychu. Go tzadikim to do the will of your master. I mean, because they were taking the dirt, I assume that was an indication of the desolation of Babel, and they were carrying out the word of Hashem. They were doing Hashem's bidding in destroying the place and leaving it desolate. Marbre de Ravina Gavamati the Bavel Shaki Afra Basudre. When Ravina used to go to Bavel, he used to take Afar Mishadi the Bara, and then he would throw it out, the Kayama Shinamar,
Vitiya
Bimata Ashmed. That he will sweep it away
with the broom of
destruction. Sweep it away with destruction. So I'm Ravashi Anaha the Rabamnuna Loshmili. I didn't hear this practice of Rabamnuna. Elami Datai Berichtino Udukulu. Even though he had this practice to make all these brachot, but I came up with it myself. We'll stop here.